Tomo-san to Jun-kun to Ben-kun walked farther into the town down the narrow dirt street. This was totally weird on so many levels. I mean, what seems like only a few hours ago, we were deciding what club to visit after school, and now we're wandering around dirt streets in medieval Nagasaki. My friends are never going to believe this. I knew that I was embarking on an adventure when I came to Japan, but I never imagined. Tomo-san stopped us in front of a fruit and vegetable store. そして、Tomo-san はこれを見てくださいと言いました。He held up a small brown round object. これはスペインからです。私は、What's special about その potato? と言いました。Tomo-san は、これはジャガイモです。ジャガイモはオランダ人が持ってきました。brought. と言いました。First, スペイン人は南米、South America からヨーロッパ、Europe へ持っていきました。took. And then, オランダ人はインドネシアのジャカルタ、Jakarta へ持っていきました。そして、オランダ人はジャカルタからここに持ってきましたと言いました。ベン君はとても surprised でした。そして、そうですか。That must be why they are called じゃがいも。芋 means potato, and the fact that they came from Jakarta, Indonesia, is why this particular kind of potato is called じゃがいも。じゃが is short for Jakarta. なるほど、と言いました。The store owner smiled widely, leaned forward, and asked, 何人ですか?
ジュン君は、この人はアメリカ人です。その人はオーストラリア人です。僕は日本人です。と言いました。
The おじさん asked, そうですか?アメリカはオランダにありますか? Realizing that America had not even become a country yet, all that I could say was, それはちょっと違います。A little different.
おじさん asked, 何語を話しますか?スペイン語を話しますか?
私は、いいえ、英語を話します。日本語もちょっと話します。と言いました。He then looked at Ben-kun and said, 何語を話しますか?
Ben-kun は、僕も英語を話します。と言いました。
He stared again at me, then at Ben-kun, and then glanced at the tall, thin, Caucasian man waiting next door at the calligrapher's stall. He mumbled something to himself and then smiled and said,
あの人も英語を話しますよ。
Surprised, we turned toward the tall man wearing an old British sailor's uniform. I asked,
何語を話しますか?
He answered,
私はオランダ語と英語と日本語も話します。なぜですか?
I said, 私とこの人も英語を話します。あなたは何人ですか?
僕はイギリス人です。でもオランダから来ました。僕の名前はウィリアム・アダムズです。
The man replied in a good 日本語, but with a pretty serious accent. The William Adams?
Ben-kun gasped.
You're the one who was shipwrecked here and later met. Before he could finish his sentence, Tomo-san,jumped into the conversation. That vegetable store owner over there, that's who you met. And that's how these kids heard about you.
Tomo-san then turned to us with, Hai, Adams-san wa very busy de shou.
Tomo-san bowed to Adams-san.
Sumimasen, to iimashita.
Then he turned back to us.
Tomo-san wa asoko ni totemo ii sushi ya ga arimasu yo, to iimashita.
I realized that my stomach was actually a bit peko-peko, and I also realized that it was probably good that Ben-kun was not able to finish his sentence to Mr. Adams. If he had, he would have told Mr. Adams about the future. From all of the science fiction books and manga that I've read, I know that this would definitely not have been a good thing to do.